Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and I'm going to share a few thoughts about something I love to talk about and encourage. Think about staycations. Even if it's really hot out there, there are so many fun things to do here during our summer months, and locally owned businesses could use our help during what we call the dry season. There are locally owned treasures you can consider visiting that are just fun. And you can stay in overnight places for pennies on the dollar. And if you don't want to do the overnight thing, think about all the fabulous locally owned restaurants we have all over this great city and some of the treasures you might want to explore without the crowds. They have to be inside exhibits if you're like me. And places to visit that come to mind are Tohono O'odham Park, the Tucson Botanical Gardens, the Flandreau Planetarium, and the Center for Creative Photography at the University of Arizona. And another wonder of the world, Biosphere 2. It's a beautiful drive, and it's cool inside. But if you're like me, getting away from the heat is really something I try to do at least for a couple of days in the summer, whether it's a long weekend or even a week. If you want a true staycation, either think Mount Lemmon, it's only 45 minutes away and always lots cooler, or think about a little bit longer trip up to the White Mountains. You can hike, fish, camp, rent a cabin, and find lots of wildlife pretty much always, and sometimes without even having to leave your front porch. Another family favorite when you're up there, gather the troops and spend hours playing games, make more happy memories. But no matter what, get excited about being out in nature because that's what feeds your soul. It makes our lives better and it's more fun. My last little tidbit, stay hydrated because remember, it's a dry heat. Past episodes of this program can be heard on kxci.org, on the Mrs. Green's World page, and if you want to learn more about what Mrs. Green is up to, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, and of course, I hope you do.